I've been teaching about Jesus, the great divine teacher, and how that he has been teaching his apostles. He taught them a lot among some of the areas of truth in which they receive lessons from the teacher are these. He taught them that they were blessed if they were poor in spirit. He told them they were blessed that mourn. He told them, blessed are they with the pure heart, for they would see God. He even said that you were blessed when men would persecute you for his sake. He taught them the nature of the divine kingdom. He told them that the kingdom of God is not by observation. The kingdom of God is within you, he told them. He taught them to pray and the privilege and power of prayer. He taught them the doctrine of his death, burial, and resurrection, even though they did not understand what he was talking about until after it happened. He taught them the truth of his ascension and exhortation. He told them about the coming of the Holy Spirit and its mission. Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Comforter, the one that would teach you into all truth. He told them about his second coming and about his millennial reign. He told them about the future tragedy and the triumph of the Jewish nation. He told them about the necessity and virtue of self-sacrifice. He said, except the man leave all of his family and take up his cross and follow him, he cannot be his disciple. He told them of the importance of holy living in their private and religious life. These are just a few of the things that he taught them. When Jesus taught or preached, he did not preach as men preach today. In our Lord's preaching, he was not careful to stick to just one subject. Jesus spoke on a multitude of subjects in his lessons because he knew that in the multitude of people that he was speaking to, there was a multitude of problems. Jesus knew that all of those men and women and boys and girls that he was preaching to was in a different place in their spiritual life. They were not all in the same chapter of their life. He knew that all of them needed to be ministered to, and that the problems and trials and desires and the fears that they were experiencing would all be different. Therefore, he ministered to every individual that was listening to him. But today, we are careful to stay on topic. We don't want to be as Jesus was known, as a shotgun preacher. We don't want people to think that we can't stay on one subject for 30 minutes. Jesus had no fear of this. The Sermon on the Mount, which can be read in less than 17 minutes, Jesus covered a multitude of topics, which included divorce and remarriage, adultery, and what constitutes adultery. He told them to love their neighbor as thyself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. He told them that they were the light of the world and the salt of the earth. He told them, he that heareth the sayings of mine and does them, I'll liken him unto a wise man. But he that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not, I will liken him unto a foolish man. And the Bible says those that heard him were astonished at his doctrine. A study of the book of Acts and the epistles and the book of Revelations reveals how the blessings were not lost on the apostles, for the Holy Spirit took of these truths and opened their minds to the inner significance of the things of Christ, and inspired them to record the unfoldings of the Spirit for our enlightenment, for our edification, and for our encouragement. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.